Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos, and it's always a pleasure when Otto's here. Because he asked the question. And I have the pleasure to be interviewing my partner, Peter Janowski, who is my partner with Ryan and Janowski Financial Strategies Group. I think earlier I might have said Wealth Strategies, but you know, that was just my morning dizziness. But anyway, it's Financial Strategies Group. And actually, you have the phone number?
Yeah, the best phone number to reach us is 516-719-6396. And
what is it again?
516-719-6396. And also, I'd like to point out that I'm not sure if we were talking about this before we were on the air or after, but we do have a website that we update monthly, and we also send out a monthly newsletter. So if anybody would like to receive the monthly newsletter via email, they could just give me a call, and then we could just, just put them on with their best email address. And again, the number is 516-719-6396.
I have a question for you, Otto.
Yes.
You get our newsletter in the mail.
I do, yes.
How did you like Buyer Beware?
I think every newsletter I've received from you guys so far has been very, I would call it informative and educational.
Right. All right. John's not asking how you like the newsletter. He wants to know if you read our website this month. Because I was saying, we change our homepage text monthly. The newsletter is one thing, but the website is what I think John was asking about.
Yeah, I actually did go on the website. I did not take the time to read the whole thing, to be honest with you. But what I did come out of with it is the website, by the way, rifsg.com, had so much information on it. I could have spent 6 months there reading all the articles you had, and they were well organized on various topics. So I'm just saying that if you have things you might want to know about, wills, estates, whatever, all broad type topics, there was a lot of information on your website. And I don't work for your company. I think one of the things I'm thinking about here with all of this is I talk to a lot of people in my category, and the big question that always comes up is, where can you put whatever money you do have? Banks are paying 0.02% or whatever. Maybe you get 80 cents a quarter. So where do you put the money? Now, reality is, I think most people in my category are going to leave some money in the bank anyhow, because you need to have cash reserve. But where do you go beyond that without having, there's no going back. If you lose it all in my age bracket or any age bracket, you can't make it up like a 25-year-old. It's just not going to happen. So I think people who are in the senior category probably are more shaky about it than people in the younger category, because they have a lot of time to recoup, if you will. So where I'm going with this whole thing is advice from people like you, not for the cash part. You know, years ago, there was a stretch when I was in the 30s, maybe my age bracket, people were getting 15, 16, 17% in a money market. And there were people I knew who were retiring at an earlier age, because they had back then a couple of hundred thousand, and they're getting 15% in the bank. So it was a no-brainer, but that went away. Now you're lucky you can't get 1%.
Yeah, but to be fair, when you were getting 16 or 17% in the money market, mortgages were probably 20% or 15%.
That's no question about it. And
everything's relative, but you bring up a good point. And this has been going on, again, for a long time, for a good 15, 20 years. The rates that you can get, the return you can get on safe investments have been going down. And steadily down every year. And the search for income is difficult. It's for our industry, certain firms have had entire campaigns built around income in retirement. So there are vehicles you could use that could be considered. Obviously, we can't give out direct investment advice now on this show, but there are many vehicles that you could look at, such as annuities that have certain guarantees. You could look at preferred stocks. You could look at closed-end funds. There's a lot out there, but it goes back to what John was saying before and what we wrote in our website. It's buyer beware. You can't jump into something just because it has a really fuzzy, nice, warm look to it with a high yield. And when I say yield, we're talking about a return. So if you're referencing before, money markets are paying nothing, the barometer that we use is usually the 10-year government bond, which I think this morning was 1.16%. So if somebody's willing to pay to buy a 10-year bond and just get 1.1%, which is probably the safest thing you can do right now, anything higher than that yield-wise is going to incur risk as it incrementally goes up. So if you're going to look at, let's say, a corporate bond, and I really haven't looked at rates recently because I don't think they're attractive, but if you're going to look at a corporate bond going out 7 to 10 years from a good name, I don't know, triple, you know, 3M, Apple, GE, something like that, you know, investment grade rated, maybe you'll get anywhere from 2.5% to 3.5% for 7 to 10 years. If you're looking at municipal bonds, if you want to get 3% tax-free, you probably have to go out 15, 20 years. If you're looking at preferred stocks, also good names like Charles Schwab, Allstate, some energy companies, obviously they're more risky because most of the preferred stocks don't have a finite maturity. You might get anywhere from 5 to 6, maybe 6.5%, but you're incurring more risk. So it's all about risk versus reward, which is all about everything in when it comes to investing. So the dilemma that you brought up about seniors trying to find income in retirement is omnipresent. It's everywhere. It's been here for a while, and we don't see interest rates going up right now. And like I said before, everything's relative. So if rates start to come back in the savings account, you probably have some inflation going up with it. And you probably have the cost of everything else going up with it as well.
I'm just going to jump in because in reference to that, Otto, also, the most important piece of this is diversification. Like we do put portfolios together for seniors. And Peter was referencing bonds, preferred stocks at 4%, 5%, 6%. There's some other investments, 7%, 8%, 9%. They're all good until they're not. But there's nothing wrong if you're only having 1% or 2%. We don't have a problem, especially with technology today, having 20, 30 positions in somebody's account. So you have $100,000 and you have $2,000 in 30 different names and then some cash. It's not a headache because it's computerized and no one issue is going to kill you if something goes bad. So if something drops 20%, 30%, your 2,500 went to 2,000, you'll still live. But if the overall portfolio is still bringing in 5% or 6%, it's well worth it. So when it comes to getting clean income, better income, one, it has to come with an education. The person has to be very well aware of what they're getting into. It's not a savings account. And you read in the paper, something's going to go wrong, it can affect you. And not all of them work. But if you don't have enough exposure, if you don't have too much exposure in any particular, specific area, you can do fine. And we've been doing it for years. And people are happy. They're getting a return. We're not having crazy, crazy risk. Market's up 20%, we'll be up 12, right? 13, 14. Market's down 30%, we're going to be down 10, that's what we're looking for. We're not looking to hit the home runs. If we get singles every year for people, they're happy. And we do the other stuff, but it's rare that we're going to be playing the hottest stock. Last week, we talked about GameStop. You know, that's not us. Peter understands it more than I do. Dan was talking about it. What's the matter?
Oh. Well, today, again, there was another Ponzi scheme in a newspaper, Long Island. Somebody over in Manhasset got nailed as a $1.8 billion, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It was in today's Newsday. Yeah. But that's one where people had no idea what they were getting into. They trusted somebody without looking into anything. And I'm going to sell you guys. That's where people with credibility and honesty, and it's important to be able to put your money where it can be trusted. And any, in my opinion, and I'm not selling for you, but any investment is a gamble. You know, things go up, things go down. And you pointed it out. I mean, you're going to go down 10% or up 10%, but you can go down. That's a fact.
Right. You know something, this is a little anecdotal, and I know we want to stay focused on seniors, but it's funny. You go back to the example I gave before with the entity where we're advisors to the retirement plan. Very common question. People say the second or third question, by the way, I have so much money in the bank, 10,000, 20,000, 80,000, whatever it is. How could I get better return without risk? It's not just seniors. Everybody's thinking the same thing. That 35-year-old person who's saving to buy a house, you know, they want to save the money. They don't want to lose anything, but they want to make money on their money. It's killing them to sit in the bank doing nothing. And that's a whole other discussion about greed. But
I'm going to jump in here with a Lukey story. My grandson, my oldest grandson, I might have told you a couple of weeks ago. I have a friend of ours, one of our networking groups, and Lucas has saved up money. He helped me during the summer to do some gardening, and I pay him. And yet, so now he wants to open an account. So we're going to open an account with my friend, and she's going to show him around and show him the vault and everything else. Fine. He knows the difference between simple and compound interest. And at the end of the conversation, he told me, Grandpa, I know it's your friend, but if she's not giving me the best rate, I'm going to have to look around. That's a true story. I'm not making it up. He's the best. But you don't look around that much today. Everybody is in the same boat. It's not a matter of like years ago, they wanted to give you the toaster oven because they couldn't give you any more interest. So give me a toaster oven and give you a coffee pot.
Waterpik.
Waterpik, whatever it was they were giving you. It's tough. And the one that has hurt the most is seniors. And this commenced around 2008 when things fell apart. All of a sudden, CDs dropped. Savings money dropped like a rock. Yeah, so a younger person buying a house, the house has gone up, but they can borrow at a 2.5 or a 3% mortgage, which is great. But for a senior who's living off the income, you know, you can have $500,000 in the bank, which X number of years ago could have given you $2,500, $2,300 a month clean. Now $500,000 in the bank gives you nothing. Yeah. You know, what you thought was a nice nest egg, it's terrible. You have to go out and do something with it. And that's what we try to do.
And you know what I was saying before, that things usually move together. But the truth is, this is my opinion. This is not, I'm not trying to bring up facts or anything like that. But things have gotten more expensive. Whether or not they report inflation is existing or not existing, going up. Personally, my opinion, I believe that things are getting more expensive for everybody to live. The cost of living has gone up, but there is no return on the safe money. And you might not see it, like the price of things may not be gradually going up, but we had this discussion in a group we belong to. Over the years, you can't find a gallon of ice cream anymore. It's less than a gallon, but it's the same price. All right, a can of tuna fish keeps going. The volume in a can of tuna fish, the weight goes down, but the price remains the same. You can't find a pound of coffee anymore. It's 14 ounces or whatever it is. So people don't realize it may not only be the reporting that the government's telling you, but the cost of living increases while the safe return on your money is not. It's just added concern. You know, it's hard to keep up with the pace of inflation.
Yeah, well, and then real estate, you can throw that in here. And your house has gone up $100,000 or whatever. Yeah, but where are you going to go? And you're still in the house. And along with that, your taxes went up a couple thousand. So the senior situation with real estate, that, you know, everybody talks about, this is the time to sell. Yeah, well, where are you going to go?
That's very true. And you brought up something that people don't usually talk about. Taxes aren't going down. They're only going to go up, which adds to the dilemma.
Yeah.
Actually, we're ready for another break, Otto. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.